Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is The Takeaway. Over the past few weeks, we've adapted much of our daily life to isolation, and it hasn't been easy. Many of us are trying to figure out how to work from home while juggling parenting and maintaining our social relationships without actually being able to meet people face to face. But one of the most difficult things to adapt to in this strange new world of isolation is loss and grief, whether or not death is the result of COVID-19. WNYC, which produces The Takeaway, lost a member of our staff last week. Richard Hake, host of WNYC's Morning Edition, died last Friday of natural causes. Before hosting Morning Edition, Richard was the voice New Yorkers heard on The Takeaway for the better part of a decade. But we know we're not alone in this struggle, so we asked you, our listeners, to share stories of loss with us in hopes that by sharing our grief together, we'll all feel just a little bit less alone.
My name's Amy Collins. I live in Johnston, Rhode Island. My mother died March 30th. Not COVID-related as far as we know. Totally unexpected. And it's been surreal and bizarre to grieve her loss in the midst of lockdown. I last saw her the last Friday that schools were open. I went to visit my parents, and we didn't hug that day because of the virus. So we blew kisses from across the room at each other. We can't have a funeral. It's surreal. It's totally surreal because it feels like the whole world is grieving with me. She was a remarkable woman, and we just live in a terrible time. So, but we've gotten through worse as a country, and hopefully we'll come through this stronger and more compassionate to one another.
My name is Paula, and I live in Newark, Delaware. One of my friends took his life in early April. Grieving and mourning his death has been a much different experience than any other losses. I can't give or get hugs. His loved ones have not been able to come together to celebrate his life. And that makes it all a bit surreal. I have his obituary open in my browser. I see it every day. I don't want his life and death to go unnoticed just because it happened during a pandemic. He was a wonderful person. We all miss him very much.
This is Elizabeth Scully calling from Cleveland, Ohio. My son was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive bone cancer right before Thanksgiving. Only a week after, he and his wife found out that she was pregnant. I am on my way down to the hospital in Cleveland to say goodbye to my granddaughter, who was born 2 months early with a variety of health issues, and I just feel so sad that everybody can't come together.
We'll continue our conversation on grief with a tribute to Richard Hake tomorrow, and a conversation about managing grief in this unique time. And in the meantime, if you're struggling with grief and need help or just someone to talk to, you can reach the National Mental Health Association at 1-800-969-6642. You can also find more resources through the Grief Resource Network. This is The Takeaway.